Dude, Zabuma Food died.
I heard about that. Oh my god. Oh, a friend of ours actually worked for the
with Zabuma Food?
Yes. Yes, worked for like some lemur center and met Zabu, which his real name is like, I don't know, Roswalt or something like
that. Oh, okay. So his name was Zabu, not Zabuma Food.
Yeah, remember. The name of the show was Zabu. Okay. But Zabu was his
Zabu
name. He was leaping along.
Leap.
I know, man. He lived for a long time.
Here was my first thought.
He must have been a young actor.
How old was he?
Yeah, Jesus. Real child star.
I mean, he was like,
a prodigy.
That was on when we were, you know, in elementary school.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he's got to be approaching 20. How old do lemurs live to be? Fuck.
I don't know, man. That's a good life for,
but then
good
again,
life for a lemur.
Yeah. If dogs can live to be that old.
Do you think after the show like got like finished that he was just like retired and like had like tons of like lemur ladies around him that would like hang out and he would get like real fat off
whoever
like,
owns him made bank. So if they didn't treat him like a fucking king.
Well, I don't know if he was like a private like showbiz lemur. He might have been like... He might have been like
yeah,
part
I'm
of
a
center.
Private showbiz lemur.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Oh, you want
a
lemur? I'll
part of a
lease
center.
Yeah.
So you think there's like, so there are companies that just train exotic animals to use in showbiz?
Well, I think that, is
sense.
True.
Yeah,
I think that does happen. But I think then there's also like research centers, and those guys who hosted it, I think were supposed to be like scientists, and so more like maybe they did like linked up with like a research organization, and that's how they were able to make it work.
Interesting. We could do research on these things beforehand and know so much more.
I know. I'm actually impressed with my lingering knowledge of Zabuma Food.
Yeah, no, that's a
formative years, man. Formative years.
I'll formate your years. Hi, you're listening to People Are Strange, a podcast starring me, Andy.
And me, JK. Please be advised, this show contains strong language and explicit descriptions of adult situations.
People Are Strange is not intended to promote the use of drugs or a life in the arts.
If you do decide to experiment, please do so from an informed and responsible place.
Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Because after all, people are strange.
So it's pretty much the last.
Yeah, the last time the two of us will be sitting.
Yeah, yeah. Before we take a holiday break. What are your plans for the holiday? Are you doing family things? You have family coming here? You're going to visit?
Yeah, I'll do some family stuff. I'll have some family come in here for Thanksgiving, which is the first fucking holiday. Everyone wants to skip over Thanksgiving and go straight on.
Like, oh, that's insane.
They were skipping Halloween, too. No one in my neighborhood had a single Halloween decoration up. Not a single one. I mean, maybe everyone's just getting older.
No cobwebs? No pumpkins?
No cobwebs, no pumpkins, no witches crashed into trees.
Did they
no
go straight ghosts. To Christmas? Did they have little white lights?
No, just nothing. Just nothing. Oh. It was so sad. I had to go to a Halloween party because I was like, this is crushing my spirit. This is so depressing. Yeah. I have to do something.
It's very sad. Even I put a jack-o'-lantern out, and I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, maybe there was a couple of those here or there, but I mean, you can't see that shit. I need like, no haunted houses, no spooky forests.
You went like an animatronic skeleton that goes...
People used to go off in the neighborhood. Like, it used to be... Yeah.
Popping off.
It was ridiculous, man. Like,
did you ever, when you were a kid and you went trick-or-treating, did you ever go to one of those houses that was just fucking insane? Like, decked out to the max?
Yeah.
Like, all kinds of, you know, multiple people playing different roles.
And people, like, playing like they were... like the scarecrows in the front and then like pop out and scare you.
Yeah, exactly.
It was awesome. It was so much fun. And then now it's all like scary, like, or like, you know, the parents are scared rather. It's not like the fun scary. It's like the 10 o'clock news scary where it's like, oh, there's razor blades
razor
in your cookies.
And poison.
Marijuana lace treats have been seized. Take everything from your kids and try it yourself first. And like they reschedule, like, I mean, thankfully it came on a Friday this year, but if it's in, like, the middle of the week, they'll reschedule.
They have curfews and stuff?
Yeah, it's totally ridiculous. No fun. And, I mean...
Do you think it's really that dangerous, or is it just that atmosphere of fear-mongering?
It's both. Where's the fun, man? What happened to it? Where's the innocence?
Yeah, don't let the shooters and the murderers kill your fun. You gotta keep partying.
Well, that is...
Even when the apocalypse happens and there are, like, giant cockroaches and, like, you know, scorpions crawling the streets and off in the distance, like, there's, like, pillars of fire and nuclear explosion, you just gotta keep... You gotta keep going. You gotta take your kids outside.
Trick or treat.
Gotta put them in a hazmat suit. Take them out, man.
No hazmat suit.
No, forget
the
hazmat suit.
They need to be exposed to the germs.
Exactly, yeah. They need to
build a stronger immune system.
Maybe they'll develop a mutation that's helpful, like a third arm, but perfectly functional.
Who are we to judge what the needs of the future are? Mm-hmm. All we can do is live life the way we know how and let them do it their way.
If you could have four arms, would you?
Of course, dude.
Like
Goro? If I could be Goro?
If you could be Goro?
Do you know how hard he was to beat?
Impossible. Was he the last boss, or was there one after him?
In the first one, to last. In the first one, he was the last guy, I think, for Sega Genesis.
Sure, it wasn't like Shao Kahn or something.
Ooh,
him?
It might have been.
That was a long time ago.
But he was so tough.
The biggest thing I remember from those games was I think it was the director, the developer popping out and going, "Whoopsie!"
Yeah, I love that shit when you would do like a move on something.
Always an uppercut, I think.
Whoopsie,
almost
it was whoopsie. And then you can do like turn on blood mode and then do like the extreme like finishes.
Fatalities.
Yeah.
And like strip them down to their skeleton and blow up the world.
Or uppercut them into like a thousand foot spike pit below them.
I think that was like the biggest draw of the game for me. I remember not even fighting, but like just going over to my friend's house and then just like beating the crap out of each other and then just doing fatalities.
Let me do it.
We had like a little book.
Back, left.
You had to like look up the moves too. Nobody knew. And you didn't really have the internet. This was back early 90s, you know, original Mortal Kombat. Even like Mortal Kombat Ultimate where they had like 50 characters.
Yeah, you had like the game gear. Like you had one friend with the game gear and you would like pass that thing around like it was like
it's the size of an iPhone. actually it was bigger,
thicker for sure.
It's the size that the iPhone 8 will be.
Jeez,
I'm just gonna repurpose
this. Won't
game
bend
gears
in your pants. We just made it 2 inches thick.
You're all about recycling. We took all the old game gears and turned them into new iPhones.
Why not?
Yeah. Somebody would. Some fucking
dude, I've seen the iPhone cases that look like Game Boys. Have you not seen those?
How has no one made a novelty Game Gear one?
I mean, yeah. Or like,
these things are
or
so
like
big.
A working Game Boy that fit on the back of those cases. Like, I mean, how...
Oh, right.
How much technology would it actually... I mean...
Oh, you could do that. Single circuit board? I mean, make a Game Boy?
I guess, why would you need it if you've got, like, a legit computer that it's, like, casing? But, I mean...
Yeah, so you're talking about the cases that make your phone look like a Game Boy and making that into a working Game Boy.
Yeah, it makes that an actual Game Boy.
Maybe if it just has one game, it's just got Pokemon on it. I mean, that's all you need.
Or you could like hook it, like download other ones to your phone, maybe.
Yeah.
Fuck. God, that's such a good idea.
Somebody's gotta be working on that.
I mean,
kid at MIT is doing that for his like senior thesis.
They are now. You're welcome, MIT.
Yeah, there you go.
To wrap up on Halloween though, I find that Nightmare Before Christmas is a much more... It's a Halloween movie. It's not a Christmas movie. I try to watch it at Christmas, and I'm not into it at all. But if I watch it at Halloween, it's awesome. Because you're in that spooky kind of claymation kind of mood.
Transitional film, isn't it?
Well, I guess. But you're just not into that kind of vibe as much around Christmas. I mean, I guess depending on who you are, you might be, but...
What's your favorite character?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not, like, super into it like people are. Yeah. I just, like, for a while, I was like, no, this really kind of sucks.
You are completely decked out in Jack Skellington gear right now that you bought from Hot Topic. How can you not be?
They were having to go out of business sale, so I had to...
I came in, I heard you upstairs going, "I am the clown with the tearaway face. Ooh, with the flash and dust, something, something."
Just a few classics, you know.
It was an impressive display.
But, yeah, dude, it's like I got much more of an appreciation for it when I actually watched it in the right context.
So did you watch it this year?
No, I wanted to, but I did get to watch Hocus Pocus and got to be reminded. I was always so interested, shall we say, in Sarah Jessica Parker's character in that fucking movie as a child. Her and, like, Jessica Rabbit.
And how old is she?
Now?
Yeah. No, in that movie.
Oh, she's pretty young.
Yeah.
She's pretty foxy.
But, I mean...
And she's incredibly...
She's one of the witches,
Yeah.
So,
but there's, like... I would be like, damn. I'm, like, having these feelings as a child. I don't know what... But then I watch it now. I'm like, of course I felt that way. She's totally, like, this, like, flirty, like... flouncy, like...
Is she the blonde one?
Yeah. And it's like, duh.
So she awoke your manly
I think Jessica Rabbit was probably the first one.
The cartoon.
Roger Rabbit, yeah.
Yeah, I remember being sexually attracted to cartoons as a child. I'm trying to think.
But it's, I don't watch, I can't watch the
anime porn? Dude, yeah, no, I knew a guy once that was into that.
They have monster porn now.
Oh, yeah, of course. Not now. Side. This has been a thing for, like, since the 80s.
Well, I mean, not, like, just, like, guys dressed up as, like, octopuses, but, like, animated, like, yeah. things of, like, orcs.
With, yeah, right. Oh, I've see, that's what I'm talking about. You can't, you go on a normal porn site to watch, like, you know, some lesbian and some, you know, tame.
Learn how to fuck.
And all of a sudden, it's, like, an orc, like, banging fucking, you know, some character from Final Fantasy.
Or Homer, like, Simpson and Marge.
Yeah, like the Futurama characters. What the fuck? Get that shit out of my porn.
Christ. I'll never look at fucking Fry the same way.
God damn.
Well, and we were talking about the holidays and, like, where we're going. And, well, I don't know what. Hello, Andy.
Thanksgiving.
Hey, hello,
how are
Andy.
You? How are you today?
Good, man.
Good
how are you doing?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
So, the holidays.
Yeah. What are the holidays? It's always a holiday. But what Thanksgiving is like, probably got to be one of the best holidays. Because it's just, like, about food and, like, right. eating, like, delicious things and, like, hanging out. And
what's your favorite Thanksgiving-style food?
Gotta be I get so much and I always
Come on,
like I always resort
one.
To like shelving it, which is a like thing that I've kind sure. of what patented, I guess, where you can't finish a meal, so you just kind of stick it up in the shelf and like eat it later
in the evening, yeah. after you've administered some cannabinoids to
you digest it a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah, in the past couple of years I've had to make, what is it, like the sweet potato casserole, because no one else in my family will make it. But the
you
thing
do it with marshmallows?
Like, oh, yeah, of course. How am I not going to have, like, burnt marshmallows and sweet potatoes for fucking Thanksgiving? Like,
of course.
Like, no, we're not going to make it. I'm like, well, I'm going to make it, so.
Why
would they not make that?
That's
yeah.
a staple.
Like, no, we're going to have cranberry sauce. It's like, I don't fucking want cranberry sauce. I'll have it on my turkey, fine. But
yeah,
it's like,
you want the cranberry sauce, but you also need the sweet potatoes.
You gotta have that. You gotta have that.
In my opinion, you need the turkey, the stuffing, the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows, the cranberry sauce.
Yeah. Stuffing is crucial.
And,
stuffing.
I mean,
stuffing.
Those are the mashed potatoes,
yeah,
peas. Those are like the big ones,
yeah.
right? Is there anything else? Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie, that's for
dessert. I was
going to
stay away from.
Yeah. Pumpkin pie is my number one for dessert. Like, mm-hmm. if I get that, like, they'll make pecan pie and stuff, but I'll stick with pumpkin.
I might be a mashed potato guy. That may be my top, my favorite one.
Yeah,
my favorite
mashed
food.
Potatoes is good, but I have mashed potatoes at other times of the year. Like,
it's true.
I'd never have
something
like
something about
stuffing.
Thanksgiving mashed potatoes.
Yeah, it's good.
Because
you get to put it with, like, the turkey and the gravy and the stuffing and, like, have it all, like, mixed in there.
It's hard to pick one food because it's all about the combination.
It's all about, like, having a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Uh-huh. So now, we probably should take into account that Thanksgiving is an awfully barbaric holiday.
I mean...
Right? I mean, it's about the... You know, the colonists rolled in, the Indians showed them how to eat all this food, and then they slaughtered
them. The foundation, but if you want to go back to the roots of anything and talk about, like, any sort of, like... Yeah, it's going to be...
I think Christmas probably originally involved blood sacrifice, because it was a pagan thing. It was a...
Yeah, Easter, the bunnies, was all about...
Oh, yeah, fertility.
Bunnies.
Saint Easter. Easter. Yostra.
I have no idea.
It's a fertility thing.
It's about
fucking.
Fucking.
Dude, what do you think? I wonder what, like, back in the day, the old Easter practices were. Like, I wonder if they were, like, running around hunting naked people and stuff. Not hunting them, but, like, I wonder if that's where egg hunting came from. Like, instead of, like, finding eggs in a field, you were running after a bunch of nubile young women in the fields of, you know, Greece or whatever.
If it was Greece, it was probably young men, but I have no idea.
Probably was, yeah. God, those Greeks were crazy. Why are the Greeks so debaucherous?
Because they were successful. They had, like, the money and, like, the wine and
so they had sex
civilization.
With small children all the time? Like,
well,
young males?
What
the fuck?
I don't know about that.
I mean, do you think it was just, like, one guy was born into power and he was, like, a total skis bag? And everyone else was like, oh, the emperor's doing it. We've got to do it. So they all started having sex with boys.
That definitely happened from time to time. There was certainly some more...
No wonder somebody fucking burnt that town to the ground. what is going on here? Everybody's copying. What's that guy's name?
Are you thinking of Rome or are you thinking of Greece?
I'm referring to Rome right now.
I did that for a theater project. I was like doing a presentation.
It was supposed to be on Rome and you gave it on Greece?
No, kind of. I was like talking about like we were designing a show and it was like, oh, based on this like Greek theater. And I was like, oh, and, you know, we'll have the chorus and we'll have them all in, like, togas and stuff and yada yada. And then my, like, brilliant theater history teacher was like, now, I'm just, would like you to, like, I'm just curious about your choice to put them in togas because that's a Roman thing. And it was just like, oof. Oh, just like, ooh. make it an excuse for it, make a reason for it.
Oh, well. What was your reason? What
the Well, you know, I just...
How is it not total bullshit?
Oh, it was. It was. I was like, well, I wanted to make it accessible to a larger audience, and I was envisioning this taking place in a college setting. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking more what they would associate it without necessarily being more kind of... strictly accurate to the setting.
So you were playing to the stereotype.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah. I was admitting to it, and but like that became a reason, and it since it was a reason, it was acceptable.
Do you realize that would be like doing a show that's set in Japan, where everybody talks like, or China, where everyone talks like ting tong ching tong. That's what you were doing basically.
Basically, with yeah. Russians. In like yeah. the hallowed halls of like her theater history class.
Yeah. Yes, you can just be racist against Greeks, and nobody really cares.
Well, it's not a matter of racism against Greeks. It was just...
It's not quite so different, though.
And if I'm producing a play that was...
It's not derogatory. It's
well, but it... You're not allowed to change the setting of a play when you produce it. You're not allowed to change the context around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure. No, you're right. You're totally right, man. Yeah, absolutely. Can I have another beer?
Yes.
Yeah, you. No, I would have done the same thing.
Well, of course.
I'm not giving you a hard time. Do you ever do, how do I describe this? What do I call this? I kind of call this public acting, which is where, let's say, you find yourself somehow in an awkward situation. Maybe you're in a bar just waiting for someone to arrive, got to a bar early, or you walk into a place expecting someone to be there and they're not, and you have to leave. And you don't just want to walk into, let's say it's like a cafe. You don't want to just walk into the cafe, not buy anything, and then walk out and leave. So you might fake a phone call, you know. So you pull your phone out, pull it out, you know, you open it up, and you say, hey, man, where are you? Oh, you're outside? Oh, yeah, I came into the cafe looking for you, but you're not here. I'll be right there. Just so you don't look like a complete dopehead, you know, walking into the... Do you ever do that? Do you ever do little things in public? Or like when you're waiting for someone...
Funny that you say this. It's like you imagine that there's like someone watching you that you have to explain yourself to.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, oh no.
It's mostly the employees. I don't want them to be like, what the fuck? That guy just walked in here and didn't buy anything and walked out. You know, it's usually what.
Which is exactly what you end up doing anyways. Mm-hmm. But you just like to kind of explain it to the air and like hope that someone picks up on it and like doesn't, you know, I mean, you can very easily.
It's absolutely ridiculous. I'm not saying that it's not insane.
No, yeah.
I'm just saying, I think it's one of those things that almost everyone does.
Yeah, no, it's.
Do you do this?
Not like that. I won't like pick up a phone call and like talk into it.
So what do you do?
But like I may like pull out my, if like I'm like sitting around, say I'm at a bar, like waiting for someone to show up and I've been there for a long time and you know, that's fine. I go to the bar by myself sometimes. No problem. But I'll look around, whatever, waiting for a while. I may like pull my phone out and look at it just as like a diversion, not necessarily pretending that I have like a text, but like I'll look through shit. Like even though I probably know that there's nothing there, I may like pull up. But I have, like, the internet, too.
Well, right, yeah. I mean, the internet phone surfing is, you know, that's what everybody does these days.
Yeah.
I've never had that because I have a really shitty phone. And so, my most shameful...
You have, like, Snake, though. You could play Snake.
I have a demo version of, like, 3 programs where they let you play for 5 minutes and then you have to reset it.
15 minutes of fun right there.
Yeah, you're right. It's gonna be great. But I was in a fucking, like, a nice restaurant in Hungary once... And I was waiting for this girl, and she was taking forever because she was always late. And all these guys around me were like businessmen in suits, and I felt very out of place. I felt very, you know, like I shouldn't have been there. So I pulled out.
You're an American, dude.
I know. Yeah, I know. So I pulled out my phone.
You have a dollar. You have a U.S. dollar.
Yeah. So
they have Hungarian forints.
So. Still, they look like businessmen, and I'm there in like my sweater and my hoodie, you know. So I pulled out my phone. Oh, I was like 20 years old. I feel so ashamed of this. I pulled out my phone and I said, "Hey, man. Hey, yeah. I was just trying to get in touch with you. Yeah, man. We sold the project. Yeah, they're gonna buy the whole thing. It's great. Yeah. So I'll meet up with you Monday to discuss the details." And, you know, just pretended like I was just conducting some very important business deal, you know.
I just walked in here to conduct some business and then leave.
Well, I was then meeting that girl, but I wanted to look like I was doing something business-like in the meantime, you know.
So you stuck around this time. You didn't end up, like, walking right back out of this
one. No. This was a situation where I was sitting at a table waiting for a girl.
It's so funny that we feel like we have to, like, justify ourselves to, like, people around us who have no idea who we are, no idea what we are doing or where we're coming from.
Yeah.
But we're putting this kind of justification for being out there, like, oh, it's okay that I'm here.
Yeah,
these are the reasons why.
Yeah. See, I have a serious issue with not looking cool, you know? Like, if I feel like I don't look cool, I start to get really freaked out.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've done something very dumb.
Mean, though?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's just one of those words. But, like, if I, let me put it this way. If I think I look dopey, if I like, trip, or, like, I'm somewhere by myself, all alone, you know? Like, I start to freak out.
Yeah,
you know?
See, but I don't, like, I mean, cool people trip, too. Like,
yeah, I know.
Like, you have
I mean,
to be able
I am
like,
cool.
recover. Yeah.
So I know it's, like, I'm cool.
So whether
just
you're...
want everybody else to be sure that I'm cool, too.
Like, whether you're sitting here alone, or you're tripping on a sidewalk, or you're surrounded by 7 people at the bar laughing it up, and you're telling the best story they've ever heard. I mean, it's still going to be you, and you're still going to be cool, man.
It's true. Yeah, I know.
So, have you ever been, like, eating something and discovered that there was... I know, you told me one story about when you were sleeping, but...
when I ate the stink bug.
Yeah, so have you ever discovered a bug in your food while you're eating it?
Well, I'll just tell that story. I woke up one night and I had been eating hot fries, Andy Capp's hot fries, in bed. Probably not even that day, probably the day before. And in my half-asleep state, I felt like a crumb in the bed. And I thought to myself, oh, that's a piece of hot fry that I dropped in bed earlier. So I just put it in my mouth. It's like, you know, it's 3 a.m. I'd woken up because I needed to pee. I just put this snack, this little snack I found in bed in my mouth. And I bit down into it and realized that it was alive and that it was an insect and that it was a stink bug. And I realized because they taste like poison, acid. Yeah. It was unpleasant.
I ate a stink bug in some chili once. It was fucking unpleasant.
On
but
accident?
At least, yeah. No, on purpose. No.
Oh, yeah,
it was like, I'll conquer you, bitches. They say no one will eat you. I will.
Bet you won't eat the stink bug in your chili, JK. Man.
I did eat a rubber band for $20 in guitar class once.
It's a decent amount of money.
Right?
I would eat a fucking rubber band
fuck
for $20.
Yeah. I was able to, like, get everyone in on it.
Whatever kid but made that barter.
It was. I got was a couple
multiple.
People in on it.
Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
Yeah. I was taking numbers.
Who wants to see me eat this rubber band?
All right, we got $5.
It's not even that hard.
Yeah.
Dude, you fucking swindled those kids. You should have run that game
every day,
every class.
Well, my psychology teacher
Holy
did
shit.
Get concerned, not because I was eating rubber bands, but well, because
the way you used everyone.
No. It was because I was eating rubber bands because she was concerned for my health. It wasn't like she thought I was mentally.
Yeah, I bet you she
mentally
didn't think
unstable
you were,
for swindling these kids.
Of course not, not
but
at all.
But she was a cat lady and was concerned. Well, I don't know if she was a cat.
Oh, because
but
cats.
She was concerned that cats eat tinsel and then like it gets caught in their intestines and they die. And she didn't want me to die. And that's how I knew she really loved me.
Oh, that's cute.
No, I stopped eating Honey Nut Cheerios, and I still don't eat Honey Nut Cheerios because I was eating them one time.
God.
I had 2 bad experiences with them. One, I ate them when I was really sick, and they tasted like mustard. Really fucking weird. I don't know. I can't explain it, but it was really fucking weird. But then I was like, oh, I'll give him another chance. I'll go back to him because we didn't really have like sweet cereal growing up. We wouldn't get like the sugary cereal, but Honey Nut Cheerios was about as far as we could push it. Mm-hmm. So I was eating
Kix. You could sometimes get Kix.
Oh, yeah. I could do Kix. And Kix were good. I did do Kix.
Do you do the sugar on the cereal? Did you compensate for bland cereal?
Only for like Rice Krispies.
I tried it once because my friend was the same way where he wasn't allowed sweet cereal. I couldn't do it. It's too sweet.
I only like it for Rice Krispies. Aside from that, I won't do it. Yeah. Interesting. But I started eating the cereal, eating my Honey Nut Cheerios. Meanwhile, side note, I live in the woods. We keep our cereal in the pantry that leads down to the basement. Mm-hmm. Like, this is just a fact of life. So I'm eating my cereal, and I feel something a little extra crunchy. And I know that should not be taking place in my, like, somewhat sogged-down cereal at this point. And so I spit it out into my hand, and I see remnants of, like, a shell. Like, a crunched-up, like, black shell. Just parts, and just crunched up some beetle, and I, like, spat it all out.
Did you taste poison?
No, I didn't taste anything but death. I just spat it out, threw it away, and I've never eaten Honey Nut Cheerios since. It was so traumatizing.
That traumatized you.
Yeah.
It was awful. Stuck with you. Dude, sometimes just bad bug things happen. I was cooking dinner one night, and a moth larva fell into my frying pan as I was from somewhere above, because, you know, moths lay eggs and light fixtures and all over the place, and a moth larva just boop, right onto my sausage as I was cooking.
Oh, no.
I had to throw it away. Yeah,
the whole sausage?
I'd throw away the whole sausage.
If I saw it was a patty.
It was like one patty.
Yeah, but like, it's frying. It's going to get burned off. Just throw that thing away.
All right, well, now that you've acknowledged that you wouldn't, I'm going to admit that I didn't throw it away.
I did, in fact, eat it. Come on. I mean,
didn't want to admit that.
If I took it out of the packaging and there's a larva there, that's one thing.
Right.
But if I see that it's clean and it's been there for a millisecond, that's a different thing.
Yeah. And poor guy, too. He just fell into a pot of burning oil.
Oh, man. The first experience that I ever had with, like, growing up, you always see the cartoons of, like, the kids eating an apple or, like, the worm coming out of the apple, and it's so, like, cartoony. The first time I ever experienced this was at your house when I was eating one of your Asian pears.
That's the only time I've ever seen that.
And I take a fucking bite, and this, like, squiggly, like, worm is, like, hanging out of the fucking thing. And I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. What is this, a Little Richard scary fucking book?
I saw a bug once that I saw, like, a mutated bug once, and I've never forgotten it. It triggered something deep in my soul that was, like, more visceral than, like, watching a horror film. It's like I was running down my steps to meet up with this guy who's just pulled up to my house, and there's, like, one of those leaf bugs on my railing, but there's just something wrong with it. It was just weird somehow. It had, like, it either had, like, a spider web stuck to it, or it was just, like, freakishly mutated.
What do you mean? I don't know. Describe what it looked like.
I don't know. It looked like a leaf bug, but it had all this, like, stuff stuck
to it. It was, like, green and, like, rounded oval shape.
Yeah, that big kind of leaf shape. But then it had all this other stuff, like, stuck to it. And what happened was I almost put my hand on it, and I saw it, and I looked at it, and I was like, that looks weird. And I kept running, and then I looked back, like, that looks really weird. And I got another look at it, and then there was this guy.
He looked into its eyes.
There's this guy down the driveway.
I will eat your soul.
Yeah, it was like, hey, Andy. And I was like, I don't have time for the bug. I have to say hi to this guy. And I went back later, and it was gone.
And it haunted
me. It's haunted me ever since. I don't know what I saw. Don't know what it was.
That's so funny that you've been trying to figure out if it was just a leaf bug covered in a spider web or a mutated thing.
I just want to be sure that it's dead and that it's been burned and
what
salted.
What if it had babies and has a whole other whole new strain in your woods? So this may be the last time that the two of us are doing, well, no, this probably will be the last time that the two of us are doing an episode like this.
This is our last show before we take a season break.
Yeah, we might have one more interview, maybe, but it'll be not just the two of us sitting down for that one. So we may have one more.
Yeah, so we're taking a break for the holidays, just sort of through New Year's. We need to properly... We need to spend about a month preparing for New Year's, both of us, I know.
Well, the truth of it is season one is now coming to a close, yeah, and we have to then prepare for season two.
It's true. It's very true.
So...
It's been a great season. It was hot when we started. Now it's hot during the day.
Transitional
very cold
season.
At night.
First episodes, and now where we've... Where we've come to interviews and all this. We'll have more guests lined up for you.
We will be coming back. That's kind of what I wanted to say was we are taking a break, but we will be coming back for sure after the new year dawns.
We might have some shit out in the meantime. So, check back with us. The episodes will still be available. We might have some... other sort of media for you to enjoy.
Yeah, we may end up working
meantime.
On some videos. We'd really like to correspond with people over the break and sort of talk about, stuff that you'd like to see us do, or people that you'd like to see us interview. So definitely keep emailing us. We've gotten emails so far, and we really appreciate everyone who's emailed us. And everyone that has approached us in public, we have a lot of friends who have come up to us and said they listened to the show, and you guys are awesome, and we love you. So it's sort of the end of season one, woo! But we will be back after the new year.
Yes. So
the new year.
So stay tuned here with People Are Strange, and see all the strange people we have for you coming up next season. And
email us.
Yeah, we want to hear from all you strange people.
Continue to email us.
Yeah.
Please.
Hit us up on all the outlets. You know where to find us, and stay strange out there.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Thank you for joining us for People Are Strange.
If you enjoyed the show, please like us on Facebook.
Subscribe to us on YouTube and iTunes.
Email us, andyandjk@gmail.com.
And most importantly, tell your friends.
I'm Andy.
And I'm JK.
Be sure to check back with us next week for another exciting new episode of
People Are Strange.